Simon & Schuster Audio presents Cloud Cuckoo Land, a novel by Anthony Doerr, read by Marin Ireland and Simon Jones.
For the librarians, then, now, and in the years to come.
Chorus leader. To work, men. How do you propose to name our city? Peisetyros.
How about Sparta? That's a grand old name with a fine pretentious ring.
Euripides. Great Hercules! Call my city Sparta? I wouldn't even insult my mattress by giving it a name like Sparta.
Peisetyros. Well, what do you suggest instead?
Chorus leader. Something big, smacking of the clouds. A pinch of fluff and rare air. A swollen sound.
Peisetyros. I've got it. Listen. Cloud Cuckoo Land.
Aristophanes. The Birds. 414 BCE. Prologue. To my dearest niece, with hope that this brings you health and light.
The Argos. Mission Year 65. Day 307 inside Vault 1.
Constance. A 14-year-old girl sits cross-legged on the floor of a circular vault. A mass of curls halos her head. Her socks are full of holes. This is Constance. Behind her, inside a translucent cylinder that rises 16 feet from floor to ceiling, hangs a machine composed of trillions of golden threads, none thicker than a human hair. Each filament twines around thousands of others in entanglements of astonishing intricacy. Occasionally, a bundle somewhere along the surface of the machine pulses with light, now here, now there. This is Sybil. Elsewhere in the room, there's an inflatable cot, a recycling toilet, a food printer, 11 sacks of Nourish powder, and a multidirectional treadmill the size and shape of an automobile tire called a perambulator. Light comes from a ring of diodes in the ceiling. There is no visible exit. Arranged in a grid on the floor lie almost 100 rectangular scraps Constance has torn from empty Nourish powder sacks and written on with homemade ink. Some are dense with her handwriting. Others accommodate a single word. One, for example, contains the 24 letters of the ancient Greek alphabet. Another reads, "In the millennium leading up to 1453, the city of Constantinople was besieged 23 times, but no army ever breached its land walls." She leans forward and lifts 3 scraps from the puzzle in front of her. The machine behind her flickers. "It is late, Constance, and you have not eaten all day."
"I'm not hungry."
"How about some nice risotto? Or roast lamb with mashed potatoes? There are still many combinations you have not tried."
"No, thank you, Sybil."
She looks down at the first scrap and reads, "The Lost Greek Prose Tale Cloud Cuckoo Land by the writer Antonius Diogenes, relating a shepherd's journey to a utopian city in the sky, was probably written around the end of the 1st century CE. The second. "We know from a 9th-century Byzantine summary of the book that it opened with a short prologue in which Diogenes addressed an ailing niece and declared that he had not invented the comical story which followed, but instead discovered it in a tomb in the ancient city of Tyre." The third. "The tomb," Diogenes wrote to his niece, "was marked Ethon, lived 80 years a man, 1 year a donkey, 1 year a sea bass, 1 year a crow." Inside, Diogenes claimed to have discovered a wooden chest bearing the inscription, "Stranger, whoever you are, open this to learn what will amaze you." When he opened the chest, he found 24 cypress wood tablets upon which were written Ethon's story.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?